KJAN Sports.
And good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with the Check of Sports. This report brought to you by the TABS Agency in Avoca. Well, in sports, Iowa State is an even deeper team as the 12th-ranked Cyclones head toward the start of Big 12 play. Junior forward Jameel McKay saw his first action in last weekend's victory over Drake. The transfer from Marquette scored 8 points and hauled down 5 rebounds in 13 minutes of action.
Yeah, I mean, once I caught my second win, I felt a little better. I was able to go out and run a little faster, up and down the court, rebound, and just be able to communicate better, because it's harder to play when you're tired.
McKay will give the Cyclones more presence around the rim.
Jameel going to add a lot to this team weapons-wise. He can guard the perimeter guys, too, and he can alter shots down low and rebound and start the fast break also. So I'm looking for big things from Jameel, and you know, it'll happen. You know, it's a marathon, you know, not a sprint, so it'll be good.
That's ISU guard Monty Morris. Cyclones coach Fred Hoiberg says McKay's minutes will increase as he gets into game shape.
He was hurt, and he came over at the timeout, and, you know, that was after 5 minutes, but that's what he should. He should only be able to play five-minute stretches because of how hard he plays and getting up and down the floor and getting to the rim. So really, you look at that first game for Jameel, and he played 13 minutes only, but very productive 13 minutes, and those will continue to extend as the year goes on.
The Cyclones return to action on New Year's Eve by hosting Mississippi Valley State. It's been a disappointing season for the Iowa football team, but it could end on a positive note. The victory over Tennessee on the January 2nd Tax Slayer Bowl in Jacksonville. With final exams completed, the 7-5 Hawkeyes now turn their attention to the Volunteers.
Anytime you win a bowl game, it's just a very positive experience to go through, and I know Tennessee's looking at it the same way. Anytime you do win a bowl game, it really, I think, just adds a little bit more octane to the out-of-season program. It's a real positive.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. It'll be Tennessee's first bowl game since 2010, and the Volunteers have only one player who's been part of the bowl trip.
You know, I remember our first bowl game in 2001, just how excited we were about the opportunity. I sure hope our guys are equally as excited. If it ever gets old, I mean, all we had to do is look back 2 winters ago, and we got to sit home. That was much fun. So, and, you know, for us, you know, I know they've only got the one guy that was on in a bowl game. And we haven't had anybody play in a game where we won. So that's kind of our incentive, our motive, I guess.
Ferentz says, to this point, bowl practices have resembled preseason camp.
Just trying to keep guys sharp a little bit in the early stages, and then most recently it's been almost like preseason training, where it's Iowa versus Iowa. And we're just, again, just really working on our fundamental base and, you know, making good decisions under fire, that type of thing. And, you know, we've spent very little time on Tennessee so far, but we'll, you know, kind of start putting our foot in the water a little bit there, and you know, it's coming quick.
And there is plenty of negativity surrounding the program right now, but a bright spot has been the postseason awards for tackle Brandon Scherff, who was named consensus All-American and became the fourth Hawkeye to win the Outland Trophy, according to Coach Kirk Ferentz on this report here on KJAN.
First of all, I'm just so pleased for him. It's a real tribute, credit to his hard work, his attitude, and yeah, it started at home too. I mean, he was raised right. He had great mentoring growing up, and everybody's high school was fantastic with him. I think it's outstanding his high school coach could be with him at the presentation.
And Ferentz called it a well-deserved honor.
Yeah, to win an award like that's our sixth guy, it's just so hard to win a national award. I keep talking to our players about that. But the best part about it to me is that, you know, it's been a tough road. I think it's fair to say of all six of the guys that won awards, I'll throw Bob Sanders in there too. He's the MVP in the NFL defensively. You know, all of them had a tough road to get to where they got.
Iowa's depth at running back will receive a boost with the return of LaShawn Daniels. The sophomore missed the final 5 games of the regular season after undergoing ankle surgery.
I think it's fair to say he'll play, you know, based on what we're seeing so far. And, you know, I don't want to say he came back a little quicker than I would have thought, but it seems like, you know, when he did come back, he's been back a couple workouts now, and he hasn't looked like he's been out a lot. So, I think based on what I'm seeing so far, it's fair to say he'll
play. He'll play, is what Kirk was saying. Tennessee finished the regular season 6-6, and Coach Butch Jones sent his team home for a Christmas break.
Our coaching staff really has not had any time off since we started this journey in August. And, you know, it's making sure we complete everything possible to put us in position to win the bowl game going down to Florida. But our players have done a tremendous job. But, you know, I am looking forward to being a dad, being a husband, stepping back and enjoying Christmas a little bit and just being thankful and grateful for many things. We're at a great institution, surrounded by great people, and it's a time to give great, great thanks and to be around kids. And so I'm looking forward to it.
Jones says the Volunteers will practice before heading to Florida.
We'll meet back here on the 27th, and then we'll have one practice on the 28th. We'll practice the next day and then leave from here, but we're going to go down as a football team.
And he feels the players will be able to handle that time off.
They've been kind of in uncharted waters, not just for this whole entire bowl preparation, but the entire season. But you have to rely on your maturity and also, you know, the ability to play on center stage January 2nd. In the Tax Slayer Bowl, and they've had a great week, about 10 days of preparation for this great bowl game. Now it's what you do with it when you go home, but it's also very deserving of them going home and to be able to be with their family and their relatives over the holidays.
Jones says the Volunteers must be able to match the physical challenge the Hawkeyes pose.
And we're going to be challenged on each and every snap, and they know that. So there's a lot of physicality, mental toughness, the physical toughness, everything that goes into playing a line of scrimmage game like this game will be, and it will be a line of scrimmage game. And obviously they have our respect and they have our attention. All you need to do is watch them on video. Very, very imposing offensive line and defensive line as well.
Elsewhere in sports, in the NBA, LeBron James was well received as he made his return to Miami on Christmas Day. He was given a loud but mixed ovation during pregame inductions, but it was all cheers after the Heat unveiled a tribute video to their former star. The video was a minute-long series of clips commemorating his four NBA final runs and two titles in Miami, after which he waved the crowd and got a lengthy standing ovation. But his former teammates spoiled James's return to South Beach as Dwayne Wade scored 24 of his 31 points in the first half of Miami's 101-91 win over the Cavs. Luol Deng finished with 25 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists for the Heat, who blew a 17-point lead and trailed early in the fourth quarter before landing the Cavaliers their fourth loss in 16 games since a 5-7 start. James scored a game-high 30 points in his first game at Miami since he left the Heat to return to the Cavaliers. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Warriors have consecutive losses for just the second time this season. Jamal Crawford hit 4 3-pointers and finished with 24 points and 7 rebounds to lead the LA Clippers past Golden State 100-86. Russell Westbrook and Serge Ibaka led Oklahoma City to a 114-106 win over the Spurs in San Antonio. Also in the NBA, Chicago cruised to a 113-93 win over the LA Lakers, as Paul Gasol had 23 points and 13 rebounds against his old team. And Washington handed the New York Knicks their 16th loss in 17 games as John Wall's 24 points and 11 assists led the Wizards to a 102-91 triumph at Madison Square Garden. That's a check of sports brought to you this morning by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN Sports.